Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour open phones. Give us a call. Now, here's your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings from your desktop. You know, you still have time. I know it's hard to believe because time is fleeting. 888-723-4630. Let's do the open phone segment again.
Shall
888-723-4630. It's just a step to the left.
And before we go to the phones, and we do have some callers, we got on the chat board a little message from the greenhouse too. Mm-hmm. I think Lynn lucked out. Her leaking bottle of perfume could have gone to an international shipper as she had worldwide shipping available on the item. Oh. As Griff says, don't offer international shipping on perfume. Not only can it not go by air freight, but many countries restrict it. Is that why you don't send it?
Yeah, well, it doesn't work through Global Shipping Program. And yeah, you're right. I mean, more perfume can get, or fragrance can get stuck and then confiscated at customs. So I just don't.
You don't use the GSP for that.
I thought about trying for the, you know, exploring getting the permit. And the permit means that you're, you have to pack with a special sticker on it that, you know, indicates that mm-hmm. you pack this in a way that keeps it
safe. Where do you
get
that permit?
I don't know. They don't make it easy.
I see.
I remember a couple years ago spending a long time on the USPS site trying to figure that out. It's possible, I guess, but, rules and regulations, they're so hard to navigate.
Jonathan in Las Vegas, Nevada, known as West Coast Live on eBay. Hi, Jonathan. What's your question or comment?
Hi. How are you guys?
Good. Thank you.
Okay. My question is, I've been actually selling on eBay since like the mid-90s, so I've been through quite a bit of stuff. But my question is, why doesn't eBay send notifications when a Buy It Now listing is revised? For example, like if I have the price set at $100, and I have all these watchers, and then all of a sudden I revise the listing to $50 because I want it to move. Wouldn't it be nice if it sent out a notification to all those watchers, you know, hey, that item has been reduced in price. Go snatch it up.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
I think you do get a notification if you mark it down with Markdown Manager.
Do you use Markdown Manager when you put 50% off, Jonathan?
He just revised the item.
I just revised the item, but I'm just saying, even as a buyer, there might have been an item that maybe I was watching and I wanted to buy, and then all of a sudden, you know, I check back and it's sold.
Yeah.
Because I'm just saying, like on Facebook, you get notifications for everything, and on eBay, it would just be nice if they offered, you know, more options to get notifications. I've even asked eBay if they would consider putting a notification. Like, you get a notification if you get a private message or if an item is paid for, it says ship now. Anything that would be time sensitive. For example, like with the seller dashboard, if you have a transaction defect, you have, I think, like sometimes 30 days to appeal that transaction defect. And unless you're constantly going back and checking your seller dashboard, you might miss that window of time. So
wait a minute. 30 days to appeal a defect? There's no such policy.
I know that. I actually have gotten defects.
Right, but there's no written policy that says you have up to 30 days to appeal and get a defect reversed.
Well, I know that if you ship an item and the tracking is uploaded late, like you'll get a defect for that.
That's not a defect. That's not a defect.
Well, what do you call that? Because I know
it's just
so
it's really important. The nomenclature is important. There are two reasons for defects. One is if you have a seller cancellation post transaction, post payment, pre shipping, and the seller, without any indication from the buyer, cancels and refunds the buyer's payment without shipping, that's a defect. Okay. If you if a case or of any type is escalated to eBay by either the buyer or the seller, and eBay rules in favor of the buyer, that is a defect. You're talking about shipping metrics; those are technically not defects.
Okay, so but it's important. They still can count against, but they can still count against you, though, right?
Right, they can.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I was saying if we don't call them defects, I'm just saying anything that can potentially put my account, you know, below standard. Maybe I used the wrong word, so don't use defects.
So what he's looking at, he's looking for more notifications from eBay on stuff.
Right, and I think the notification to buyers for lower...
To watchers
that the price has been lowered is a great
suggestion. It is a great idea.
We're not going to send notifications of hits against your metrics. We assume that sellers are checking their seller performance dashboard at least once a day or on a regular basis. That's important.
Right, and I've gotten that explanation from eBay, you know, agents directly. Yeah. The only thing is, like I said, I mean, you know, people have busy lives, they get distracted with other things, and all I'm saying is, you know, I don't understand why it couldn't hurt, it could only help, you know, because eBay users could be a lot more proactive if I just had a notification that, you know, okay, you know, something on your dashboard needs to be addressed, and you have, not a defect, but you have, you know, some kind of mark against you that, right, you know, you have a certain amount of time to, you know, to clear up with eBay, because sometimes, I mean, I'll give you a perfect example. I had an item that sold on eBay, and the buyer in the instructions to the seller, at, you know, in the checkout page, they said, I'm going to be out of town traveling on vacation. Can you please ship this item, you know, 2 weeks from now? And so I wanted to accommodate the buyer and, you know, fulfill their request, but eBay's system automatically considers the item shipped late and the tracking uploaded late because the buyer asked for it. And then basically I had to call up eBay. It automatically gives me that strike. And then I had to basically call up eBay and explain the situation after the fact. Mm-hmm. So it's like I'm doing damage control for something I did that wasn't even my fault. I'm basically just
right. And so let me explain that what we did is we built in a buffer of a certain amount of percentage for those outliers. You're free to call if you want. How many items do you sell a month, roughly?
It's hit and miss because I mean
average.
Now it's all buy it now.
Average.
Let's say like 10 to 20.
Yeah. Well, I can understand. It's not a huge volume.
Sure.
How often do you get a request of that type?
It's not very often. And the thing about eBay for me, like when everything goes perfectly smoothly, it's
not going to go perfectly smoothly all the time. It's just that life doesn't
do
that.
Yeah. And what I'm saying is I don't think eBay's systems are accounting for all the shades of gray. There, every once in a while, there's a special request that somebody has, and then all of a sudden I'm not sure what to do, and
you
it can
always
kind of create.
You always make it, you make your buyers happy. So I would always, my advice, I've been doing this for 21 years on eBay, is always make the customer happy. I know that I get those requests so rarely, I don't care that it's going to hit that metric. I believe it's 5% playroom here. I'm more than willing just to do it and not worry about it. If I do it and I'm going to go below standard, I had other problems because there would have been other late updates of shipping that were my fault. So if you're playing by the rules and you're getting everything out, and occasionally one buyer says, "Hey, I'd like you to ship this in 2 weeks." If your first concern is your status, that's a mistake. Because now you're focused on your performance status and not making the buyer happy. If you don't have any other marks and it's in no way going to be a threat this one time, just ship it out late and not worry about it. That's my advice. You don't have to do it. If you want to call eBay and spend time on the phone working out, getting that metric changed, you know, getting that late report removed from your report at late shipping, go ahead. My advice is not to waste your time doing that. It's time you could be spent working on something in your business.
Having said that, Jonathan, we thank you for your call and your idea about the watchers.
Yeah.
And Griff is going to take that to the people because that...
I can't promise that that's going to make any difference. There may be a good reason why we don't do that, but I know we do. If it's a markdown sale, then we do alert anyone who's watching it that the item has been dropped in price. I get those emails.
Thank you so much, Jonathan. We appreciate your call today. Regine from Cave Creek, Arizona, known on eBay as Holidays and Memories. Regine, what's your question or comment?
Hi, guys. I hope I can explain this. This is a kind of well, it's not difficult, but I hope I can explain it right. It's about shipping policies.
Yeah.
And I'm going to back up to the beginning of the year. At the beginning of the year, and I've used shipping policies forever.
Yeah.
So everything's going fine. The shipping is calculating appropriately. Everything's going fine. But all of a sudden, at the beginning of the year, I sold multiple things to a customer, and each one of those things weighed 2 ounces. So, you know, 2 ounces plus 2 ounces equals 4 ounces, and that's still $3 shipping. Okay,
right.
This is just an example. But what it did was it calculated and charged the customer $3 plus $3 equals $6.
Right.
So, obviously, I said, I don't know what's going on, but I refunded the customer. They weren't complaining or anything else. I just refunded the customer. But I called eBay, and they looked at my shipping policy, and this is where my question is. There's underneath the USPS shipping section, there is a section that says combine shipping discounts, and you can put a check mark in there or leave it blank to apply my calculated shipping rule. That was not checked. And so the rep told me I needed to check it.
Yeah,
so
wait
a minute.
You need to hold on.
Hold on. We're going to take a short break.
We'll be right back.
This open phone segment was brought to you by 6bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings for the desktop. Coming up, our closing segment for today's eBay Radio Show. Don't miss it. We'll be back in a moment.
Online sellers suffer from email overload. ShaverWorld's Marguerite Garrigian and her 4 colleagues field hundreds of emails monthly from multiple selling channels. It got easier once they discovered Reply Manager.
We would have to log into one store, check emails, log out, check into another store, respond to emails, log out. It was very long and arduous. Reply Manager, everything just came into one inbox.
She appreciates how Reply Manager keeps track of correspondence.
eBay emails. You don't see the thread. If the customer responds, you have to go into your sent items, read what you wrote, come back. It was very tedious and time-consuming and frustrating. The Reply Manager just solved all of that.
Marguerite and her colleagues found Reply Manager easy to learn and use.
It's really user-friendly and instinctive.
Reply Manager enables Marguerite and her colleagues to deal with customer emails faster and more efficiently. It can work for you, too. Visit ReplyManager.com.
Your e-commerce business is growing, sales are multiplying, and you need a shipping solution that can keep up. ShipStation can help, even when you have multiple selling channels and multiple carrier accounts. With ShipStation, fulfilling orders is not only easier, it's faster too. ShipStation is web-based, so you can manage and ship your orders from anywhere you happen to be. And ShipStation lets you automate almost everything. You can import each item's photo, weight, and SKU, email your buyer, promote your other items, even leave feedback. ShipStation also integrates with multiple carriers at competitive rates, letting you ship every item cost-effectively. Wherever you sell, however you ship, ShipStation offers you multiple ways to save time and money. Try ShipStation free for 30 days, no credit card required, at ShipStation.com. That's ShipStation.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 429.
When you list your item, you want the buyer to find it. Sherry Smith is a longtime eBay educator and known on eBay as Gino4603. She says besides the keywords and price, pictures are also important.
You want them to be higher resolution so that when people zoom in, they can really see the quality of it. You want your first one to show everything about it. If it's a designer person, you have the dust bag and the little manual that comes with the Louis Vuitton and everything that it comes with, show in the first picture because they'll see that in search results. And eBay likes it when you have at least 6 pictures that are high resolution.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Top-Rated Seller Hour with your host, Griff.
Today's closing segment is brought to you by ShipStation, wherever you sell, however you ship. And we're on the line with
Regine in Cave Creek, Arizona, Holidays and Memories on eBay.
So continue your story, please.
Okay, so when there was a shipping calculation error, I called eBay, talked to a rep, and they looked at the shipping policy, and they said, oh, it's because you didn't have that box check that says combined shipping discounts.
Yeah.
Apply my calculated shipping rule.
Right.
So, but I had not had any trouble before with it was saying with first class calculating right. So I checked the box, and everything's been going fine until over this last weekend, where it happened again, where somebody bought two ounce items from me, and it was calculating a $6 shipping versus the $3. So I took care of the customer and got that taken care of. But what I did is I went in and unchecked that box, thinking maybe this box isn't the problem. Maybe I don't know what this box is for, because I don't have a quote calculated shipping rule anywhere.
Yeah, if you don't set up these, that so calculated shipping rules are an old legacy feature from years ago on eBay that are still around, and some people still use them. I don't recommend them. I recommend if you're going to provide a shipping discount for multiple purchases using the promotions manager feature for shipping discounts. It's much easier to use. But if you check that box and you don't have a shipping rule, it's not going to combine shipping. It doesn't know your rule. It doesn't have a rule to go
by. Okay, that's what, because I was searching on eBay trying to figure out what this was, and it was really difficult to even figure out that
if you go to help and contact and put in combined discount, you should get an old help page that explains combined shipping discount rule feature and how to do it.
Okay. So, anyway, so I unchecked it. I don't know what the problem was. I checked my listings, putting multiple things in a basket when I wasn't signed in as me, and it's calculating right. So I don't know why the customer was having an issue. I even asked them if there was other things in their basket. But it was weird. It was adding, you know, $3 plus $3 and billing them for six.
Yeah. I'd have to.
$3. So.
You'd have to have item numbers for someone to look at. My advice is to you if you're going to have an item where if they buy multiple quantities, you want to be able to give them a discount on shipping, is to use the promotion manager feature that is built for that.
Okay, that's great. At least I know now that that's not what was causing the odd shipping calculation.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. I just wanted to check to find out what that box was.
Have yourself a great week, Regine. Thank you for calling us.
Thanks.
Woo. And we had Denise on the line. We don't have time to take Denise's call.
Oh dear. She's been waiting for a while.
Can we just say hello?
Let's say hello.
Denise, are you with us?
I am. And I have to say, I'm excited about the image uploader. I just hope it gets tweaked a little bit. Not finding very many of my patterns.
Oh, really? But you tried it.
It showed me fabric when I was taking pictures of plates.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's gonna take a while to figure it out.
They're going to, you know, it worked perfectly for me on those shoes. But
Shoes are more definite.
You know, but you never know. But
can I just add something real fast?
Yeah.
Jonathan from West Coast Live brought up an excellent thing. Watchers are not receiving information about markdowns. If they are subscribers, then they get notifications of sales that are for a particular seller if they subscribe to that seller. But I have six different eBay accounts, and I often will use other accounts to watch some of my items, kind of trying to figure out what the system is doing with that.
Mm-hmm.
And none of my markdowns have ever triggered even one email to any of the items that I am watching with different accounts, which each have their own emails.
Oh.
So that's not happening, and it would be wonderful if our watchers knew that we actually had items on sale.
Thank you, Denise. Griff's going to take that message back to the people. We appreciate your call. Thank you so much. And sorry you had to wait so long. Just the way it went today.
It was a busy show.
It was a busy show, and I learned a lot from it.
Yeah.
You ready to do the event calendar?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, I'll do the first one. Okay?
Go ahead.
November 7th, which is tonight, Surf's Up eBay San Diego Sellers Group Meetup is happening 6:15 to 8:45 at the Poway Royal Estates Clubhouse in Poway, California. The topic, getting ready for a wild and successful November and December. New sellers are always welcome.
The eBay sellers in the Denver metro area meetup will take place on Saturday, November 11th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Perkins Restaurant and Bakery in Denver, Colorado. The topic is an evening with Brian Burke, eBay seller evangelist. He's flying out to Denver on the weekend. If you have a question for him or a topic you'd like to cover, please let us know. He will be bringing eBay swag.
Ooh, I like that. November 14th, the Bay Area eBay Sellers Group Meetup. That's Griff's group. Meeting from 7 to 9 p.m. November 14th. That's next Tuesday at the eBay headquarters, Building 7 in San Jose. And it's going to be a roundtable discussion with your fellow sellers.
The New England eBay e-commerce sellers group meetup will happen Sunday, November 19th from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Roundabout Diner Lounge in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. The topic will be the various aspects of the 2017 fall seller update. They'll have a special guest visiting all the way from Sarasota, Florida, Bobby Miller, Seacoast Bargain.
Then our last one is Minnesota Online Sellers and eBay Sellers Group Meetup. That's going on this coming Sunday, November 19th, from 7 to 9 p.m. Is it this Sunday? Yeah, it is. RK Consulting and Sales Warehouse, bring a chair, please, if you'd like to sit. They're going to go through unmanifested goods for a major retailer.
This segment was brought to you by ShipStation. We'll be live again on Thursday, November 9th, with eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. Join us at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing, Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought. Bye.
Go at that estate sale last weekend.
Better than I could have hoped. But now I've got a ton of research to do before I can even price all the great antiques and collectibles I scored, let alone list them.
You need WorthPoint. They've got the world's largest online database of actual sold prices for more than 300 million items. Their catalog of maker's marks, autographs, patterns, and symbols helps you identify your antiques, art, and collectibles. And their new visual search can help you figure out what you've got just by uploading a photo of its marks. WorthPoint also has a huge reference library.
I wish I'd known about WorthPoint sooner.
Me too, because you could have used WorthPoint's mobile app at that estate sale to identify and value items on the fly, right from your smartphone.
That sure takes the guesswork out of buying. Where do I sign up for WorthPoint?
For a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial, go to WorthPoint.com.
WorthPoint.com. Thanks.
You've got listing to do, and the faster, the better. Get up to speed with 6-Bit software. 6-Bit helps you list items in less time. Here's six ways 6-Bit saves you time. First, design your own listing form, hiding fields you don't use. Then capture photos from a webcam directly into 6-Bit. No more swapping memory cards or looking for camera cords. Next, list catalog items just by entering a UPC code or using your handheld scanner. With 6-Bit, you only have to set shipping, payment, and listing upgrade options once. And you can save listings as templates to quickly create similar listings in the future. If you've already created listings elsewhere, 6-Bit can import them from eBay, TurboLister, or via CSV file. In short, if you feel the need for speed in your business on eBay, you need 6-Bit. Try it free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com. That's 6bitsoftware.com.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.